From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hundreds of civilians were able to leave the rebel enclave of eastern Aleppo Sunday despite the burning of several buses intended for people trying to leave two towns besieged by rebels in northwest Syria. The evacuations began Thursday following an agreement between Russia and Turkey. At the UN Security Council, members are to approve Monday a French-drafted resolution to deploy UN observers to Aleppo. That's good news to analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco.
It would be a very positive development if the Russians, which have blocked effective United Nations action up until this time, would finally be willing to allow at least some UN presence in the city to come in at least as observers and hopefully be able to play a constructive role in ending the city's agony.
U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power was asked by reporters about the size of that observer force.
That's not specified in the resolution. Everyone knows that the bigger the better, the more monitors the better, because they can be in more places.
So it's left to the Secretary General to decide?
It's left to the Secretary General to mobilize as many UN personnel as he can. I believe his plan, because this is an urgent, real-time, immediate issue, is to repurpose people who are in Aleppo already.
The U.S. diplomat said the flow of people out would dramatically increase with deployment of UN personnel as well as humanitarian officials overseeing the entire process. A spokesman for Gambia's opposition is warning that President Yahya Jammeh, defeated at the polls December 1st, will effectively become a rebel leader if he doesn't leave the office as scheduled next month. Mr. Jammeh initially accepted defeat but reversed course a week later after a recount gave President-elect Adama Barrow a narrow win. He has called for a new vote. This is VOA News.